everything that rocks.
Good morning, 712 Brock Hunter.
What's up, dude?
Sub your eights. I actually remembered my Diet Mountain Dew this morning.
Oh, yeah, okay. Something
strange. Because soda at 7 in the morning is very typical.
It's fine. Don't you judge me.
So you go to your doctor, and your doctor says, well, so what is your daily routine? What do you drink in the morning?
Oh, my doctor knows. I tell him. I do a line of cocaine, and then I have some Diet Mountain Dew. Just to up a little pick-me-up in the morning, you know?
This guy must be tired.
Nope, never tired. Ever. My daily routine has been get up, brush my teeth, rinse it out with mouthwash, get dressed, do all that. Then before I leave, I do a glass of like warm water with my vitamin C and my daily fiber. I chug that down, and then I come to work.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, to the people out there, too, that are washing their hands all the time, doesn't mean you don't have to take a shower. You got to shower,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Yeah, we got the cleanest hands and the filthiest bodies.
Yeah. I stink, yeah, but yeah.
My hands are sparkling.
Sparkly clean.
Anyway, let's get to it. Your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, here's a piece of corporate synergy we never saw coming. The lunatics, and I mean lunatics, at PepsiCo just created Mountain Dew flavored Doritos.
Oh, no. What? How?
According to one person who tried them, they taste like, quote, citrus lime detergent. Unfortunately, they're only on sale in Australia right now, but maybe you can make some at home by dumping a bottle of Mountain Dew in a bag of Doritos and shaking them up.
Is this proof that you can make Doritos taste like anything you want?
Pretty much.
If they wanted to, they could make it taste like anything.
Yeah. Dude, Doritos are, and I think we went a little too far. There are some good ones out there, but really, the only Dorito you need is the Cool Ranch. That's it.
Yes. Here's my problem with the Cool Ranch, though.
What? What is your problem? Let me hear you break this down, the greatest chip ever made.
I will break it down. I'll tell you why I can't eat the Cool Ranch anymore, Brock. I used to love the Cool Ranch, right? My sister, I was staying at her house one night, and I was very hungry, had nothing to eat all day, and there was a bag of those. Not a small bag, the full-size bag. And half an hour later, I get to the bottom of that bag. I'm like, I feel like a POS, man, eating so many of those Cool Ranch Doritos. Well, I paid for it that night. Dude, I hurled so hard. And it's probably pretty disgusting. Nobody wants to hear this. But just the sight or smell of a Cool Ranch Dorito now, it brings me right back to that moment.
So you did it. You did it to yourself.
I did it to myself.
You moron.
It has nothing to do with the Doritos.
You know what? If I wasn't stuck inside my house, maybe I'll have them delivered. I'm going to get a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos, and I'm going to eat the whole thing.
I hope you puke.
I'm going to wash it down with some Diet Mountain Dew while I'm playing PlayStation 4. Dude, I'm going to crush it.
Does that come with Call of Duty, or do you got to buy that separate?
And it comes with Halo.
if you eat the Doritos and you really like them, just don't overeat. Don't overeat them because it's bad in the end.
It'll ruin everything for you. It really will.
What do you like what's the purple kind? The spicy something?
There was a chili lime one that's delicious. So
is it chili lime?
I think so. Or something like that. Or chili, sweet Thai chili or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you a regular nacho or spicy nacho?
I am a spicy nacho. I mean, the regular nacho is fine, but, you know, I like spicy stuff, so I'm obviously going to go with the spicy. It's the spicy. Right.
And I think we all can agree that the 3D Doritos weren't
stupid.
That good.
Dumbest thing ever. I don't know what they were thinking. Knock it off.
The idea was good. The Dorito was not.
Throw the Mountain Dew Doritos in with the 3D Doritos, and we'll call it good. Lastly, a virtual pub called the Corona Arms allows visitors to enjoy a drink or two with each other without leaving the safety of their own home. The popularity of the Corona Arms has grown quickly, and the founders have been able to use the popularity of the website to raise money for charity while, of course, giving visitors something normal to do during these unusual times. I like that. A virtual pub. Very futuristic. So do you put on like your VR? I'm going to have to look into this.
Yeah. What is it? Like Zoom? Is it like Zoom? You guys just,
that's not a bad idea. Yeah.
Group chat. And you just can pour your own drink. Is that how it works?
Log in there and then you get it and then you're all set to go. I mean, who knows? We'll have to figure this out. But maybe you and I can go to the pub and grab a pint there, Hunter. Sound good? Virtually, of course. Virtually, of course. And then I'll ask the bartender to grab a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos off that little chip ringer that they have. And I'm going to eat it right in front of you. I'm going to eat it right in front of you. Be like, look at me, bitch. I'm eating Cool Ranch Doritos.
You know what those are good for?
Morning Dub.